Hey, this is episode 84 of the Infamous Podcast. Toy Fair. Take my money. Cha-ching. I'm Brian.
This is Johnny.
And Johnny, did you know we have a Patreon page?
Yeah.
All right.
You tell me every week.
Every week I tell you. Yeah, it's
more than once.
Patreon.com/infamous podcast. Go check it out. We want to stay ad free. And we want to continue to grow. So we're asking you guys for a little bit of help. There's some really cool levels on there where you get some cool shiz, where we're actually going to get all crafty and make stuff for you guys. So yeah. You look like you're
about
to
fall asleep. You sound so excited about it. Like, so yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Check Give it out. Us your money. I want $5 from everybody who listens. You don't have to give more than $5, but if you want to, you can.
Yes.
$5 fee to listen to this show.
I think three,
I will go silent.
I think three is the minimum.
So five is the minimum.
Okay. All right. So this week we're obviously talking about Toy Fair, which just happened.
My neck keeps popping.
Now, do you look forward to Toy Fair like I do? Like,
yes and no.
I think Toy Fair is definitely one of the conventions,
yeah,
that I look most forward to.
Like ones, you know, that you don't attend?
Right.
Okay.
So, like, you know, you have San Diego, you have New York, you yeah. have Emerald City, you have C2E2, and then you have Toy Fair. And this is one where I think, more than any,
mm-hmm.
I'd kind of like to go to the Javits Center and just walk around for a day.
Sure.
Like, I don't think I'd have to go for the 2 days, or I think it's 3 days now. I would, but I think a day of just walking around and taking pictures.
I think there's so much that you don't have enough time.
That
to
might
go
be true. I don't know. I mean,
it's kind of like Disney World where people are like, I'm going for a day. And I'm like, you ain't going to see half of what you want to see.
You're going to see a castle and that's about it.
Yeah. You're going to get to walk down a street, see a castle, ride two rides. That's a day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You might eat some good food.
Have a churro. Get one of those corn dogs.
I haven't had one of those yet.
I don't know
if Disney World has them. Mm. I haven't had them. I did this time.
I know at Disneyland they have churros.
That's what I think, but I think that's a Disneyland.
And the
they might have them.
Kitmato 7, like,
they do.
The entire time. Oh, is that a churro stand?
Yeah.
Like, you know, we she probably eats like 7 churros.
They sell them with the pretzels
day.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they do the corn dogs at Disney World? The big giant corn dogs? Like they do at Disneyland?
I don't know.
Okay.
I know they do churros. They were at the pretzel stand.
The corn dogs at Disneyland are amazing.
The turkey legs look amazing at Disney World, but I have not partaked of that yet. Yeah.
Have not. Is it partooken? Partaken?
Partaked.
Partook? Anyway. All right. Cool.
Me speak my own language.
Me, I'm Johnny. Me,
$5. Patreon. Throughout the show, it'll just be there. I'll just implant it.
$5 Patreon. You got to do it. Patreon, $5. Anyway, subliminal.
I'm not trying to make love to their ears. I'm trying to get the point.
Wait, isn't
across.
That what we do every week? Is try and make love to their ears?
No. That would be a different podcast altogether.
Well, speaking of toys, before we get into everything, I got 2 new statues this week.
Yes.
One that I ordered and one that you just randomly picked up for me today.
I am the great toy hunter. So,
did you like my response? You're like, who's the best? And I'm like, you?
Yeah, with a question mark. And I'm like, son of a bitch.
And then you're like, what, I'm not? And I'm like, sure, question mark.
No, you said something like, you? And I went, well, yeah. And you went, sure. And that's when I think I sent the middle finger to you.
Well, and then I sent you that facepalm emoji we didn't come through, and I was
I went on an Apple tirade with Captain Picard.
Well, anyway.
I didn't know there was that many facepalm.
Well, and then you sent that one. Anyway, all right. All right, so let's get to News Bites. We actually have some.
Banter is what they come for.
No, they come for the banter. They stay for the News Bites.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. So we found out this week that Youngblood is making its return to Image Comics in May.
Yeah.
Now, Youngblood is the book that I feel like made Rob Liefeld a household name.
An Image?
Yeah.
I think that, like, you know, his Marvel books made him a name.
Yeah.
I don't think he's ever been a household name. maybe in a comic book household.
I guess, yeah. I'm thinking like of our audience.
Yeah.
And of us.
In this audience, you know. Yeah. Youngblood, but like he was already, I mean, the X books that he worked on. What was it? X-Force? Yeah.
New Mutants.
New Mutants? Yeah. Was it New Mutants?
He worked on
that's
X-Force
right. Deadpool's
too,
yeah. New Mutants. Yeah. Yeah.
I tell you what, though, I'm excited just by looking at the cover from Chad Bowers and Jim Toe because he's got feet.
Well, yeah.
But they're proportional. They're the way feet should look.
I'm just, you know, curious to see what they're going to do with it.
I didn't read a whole lot of Youngblood. It was like here and there.
I read like the first four issues.
Yeah.
And I think one of them tied in with Wildcats at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that, so it's like, yeah, I remember reading it back then. But I haven't read any Youngblood since then.
Yeah, but I mean, I would definitely like pick up issues here and there.
My Image book was Wildcats. Like that was my go-to of the superhero Image books until Invincible.
Yeah, and then we have a, I have the link in the show notes, but I didn't realize Alan Moore, Robert Kirkman, Keith Giffen, and Mark Millar all worked on Wildcats.
That's true. I did read some of the
Youngblood.
Alan Moore stuff. Alan Moore worked on, what was it? Was Supreme? I think one of Liefeld's too. The Superman type character, Supreme.
Oh, I think so. Yeah, yeah. Superior.
No, Supreme.
No, Supreme. Okay. Yeah,
and he wrote an awesome Supreme like arc. Alan Moore did. So you know, it's something maybe you can find out there.
Yeah, I'll have to.
I'm sure check the trades out. Are out there somewhere. It might be on Comixology even.
Yeah. So you always check Comixology. Check Comixology. You say that like it's a bad thing.
No, I'm just saying you do.
We had this discussion last week.
I go into my room and I just pull out the box that probably has those issues in it.
Well, you know, my boxes like that are long gone and in somebody else's collection at this point. I got to hold a Flash number 2.
Yeah, I seen the pictures of it.
And I'm sitting there, I'm looking at it, and he goes, and I just asked, like, you know, hey, what's this run? I'm thinking like $500. Great, I'll buy it right now. $2,500.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And man, it smelled good.
Yeah.
It didn't smell like cigarettes or mildew or anything.
Wow.
It was in good shape. Anyway.
Dude,
there was a ton of stuff. Check out my Instagram. I put a picture of some really cool 1940s Golden Age stuff that I got to leaf through yesterday. All right. So then the second bit of news is Marvel finally released their gold free comic book day titles. And the first one is Secret Empire Zero.
Yeah.
So I guess we're going to the cat or the Hydra is out of the bag.
That would be the snakes out of the bag.
It's, you know, with Cap. And so there's that. And then a part of that is, Secret Empire FCBD number 1, joining the all new Guardians of the Galaxy FCBD number 1. And then within the Secret Empire book, there's a Peter Parker, the Spectacular Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Backup story.
Yeah.
We haven't had a Spectacular Spider-Man in quite a while.
Yeah.
So interesting. Yeah. I'm definitely want to check that out. It's
Marvel will stop publishing everything except 1200 X books, Avengers books, and Spider-Man books. Yeah. Everybody else will be in them.
Yeah, no kidding. Secret Empire is written by Nick Spencer and Chip Zdarsky. And then art is Andrea Sorrentino and Paolo Segura. And then All New Guardians is Jerry Dugan and Brian Michael Bendis with art by Aaron Cutter, David Marquez, and I don't even know how to say the other two names, or Justin Ponzer. So it should be interesting. You know, I enjoy those free comic book day kickoff titles,
sure.
Especially from Marvel.
Yeah.
Because they get a lot done in 14 pages.
Yeah.
Whereas I think some of the other ones are not as good as they should be to really get me excited about a storyline.
Of them are just reprints. So.
I know, but what was the DC one where it was Mr. Terrific went bad? That was the big event 2 years ago for DC.
Oh, Future's End.
Future's End, right? We got Future's End Zero, and it was stupid.
Yeah.
It's like, man, I was kind of excited for Future's End, and then all of a sudden I wasn't anymore. So, I don't know. We shall see. All right, and then the next thing up is Benicio Del Toro is going to be in Episode 8.
Well, we knew that.
We knew that, but he's playing the son of a classic trilogy
villain. Well, they haven't
villain.
Confirmed it yet.
Oh, is this? Yeah. Oh, is this just a rumor?
Yeah, it's just a rumor.
Okay.
Vikram Fett.
Yep.
Because it was on IMDb for a minute, and then
IMDb it came down. So
database. Sorry.
Internet DB database.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see Benicio in the Star Wars universe. I think he's an awesome actor, and I'm interested to see what he does.
He's Snoke.
You think?
No.
Because Andy Serkis is Snoke.
You don't know. It's a hologram. It's a damn hologram, and we don't see him physically at all.
No, he's the mocap.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Oh, you know. So maybe he's
Wizard of Oz. Yeah, there you go.
You know. God. The internet would explode with just hate if
Benicio del Toro comes walking out from behind the curtain like, hey, man, what's going on? Starts talking like Usual Suspects.
Mas Kanata's like nibbing at his heels, like Toto, because she's so
nice. That would be the way to reveal what happened.
she like burrows under the thing, and then she's like dragging him out. Like, I see your eyes.
Wait a minute. So Rey's Dorothy.
Yeah.
Finn is the Tin Man.
Yeah.
Poe is Scarecrow. And Luke Skywalker is the Cowardly Lion.
There you go.
Hey.
There you go. I would flip. I would say Poe is the Tin Man and Finn is the
Well, I knew you were gonna pick it that way,
but I wouldn't even put Finn as the Cowardly Lion.
No.
Anyway.
Finn don't have a heart. Because he's been a robot forever. Yeah. You know?
Okay.
He's been a robot.
Okay. I dig. I'm
on literally, board. Literally, his Tin Man would be Stormtrooper looking.
I get it. Yeah. Okay. I like it.
Poe don't have a brain because he just flies a damn ship around and
there you go.
Goes crazy.
Did we record the stuff about Rey and a Kenobi?
Yeah.
On Tuesday?
Yeah. You'd like, no, that was
after.
Yeah. That was after we were. So. Yeah.
We have an awesome interview.
You should have just kept recording.
Yeah, well, no, because I'd have been too tempted to
that
use some
been
things that we shouldn't have
done. Two you know. Episodes.
But we have an awesome interview coming next week. And yeah, it was fun. It was an awesome chat. So, all right. So, yeah, Benicio del Toro joining the Star Wars universe, not as the collector.
Laura Dern is also
Laura Dern. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Pictures are starting to pop up online now, so
yeah. So I'm trying to weigh the how much do I want to look at and how much do I want to just be completely surprised.
Well, it
about.
Goes right into the next news bit. The Force Friday 2 is coming
okay,
in September.
And, but before I get to that, which
yeah.
I want to talk about, something else came in is the Han Solo movie started principal photography.
Oh, yeah.
Which is not on a link or anything. It just happened. But yeah, let's talk about Force
Friday.
Oh,
they put it on. They put the picture on StarWars.com.
Yeah, they put the picture on. But I'm saying we don't have a link in our notes to that or anything. Because I didn't read too much into it. I just saw the
but
picture.
But talking about spoilers.
Yeah.
Force Friday 2's banner has a different looking Rey now.
Right.
She's looking all Jedi.
And that's been out for a little bit now. And you know, you get the look at Finn and Poe and everything as well. But yeah, Rey is the big thing. She doesn't have the cool little knobbies in the back of her head anymore. And
she's got
the more Padawan-y looking.
So it's gonna be a little while after.
I hope it's, you know, like 2 or 3 years later. Like, no, I don't want it to pick up right where, you know, Luke all of a sudden talks, you know, where they're on that mountainside. And he's like,
yeah. What are you doing here? Yeah.
So
Rey Kenobi,
what are you doing here, granddaughter?
Yeah.
So. But yeah,
I never told you who my father was, did I?
Yeah, but no. So Force Friday is going to be on September 1st this year. Again, for The Last Jedi, kicking off at 12:01 a.m. on the 1st.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things. We've done the last two.
Yeah.
And it's a blast. So if you're into Star Wars and you're into toys, definitely, like, you know, we'll keep updating this throughout the summer everything. But it's definitely something that's fun to go to. And if you have a little one who's really into Star Wars or a big one who's really
into
Star Wars.
Don't bring them.
You know, it's a great place to go and get the stuff early and this, you know, have them surprise,
it's
wake up
crazy
in the morning.
That you're doing it on Labor Day weekend now.
I don't know. So
I don't know. But I would have waited a little later.
I might take that Friday off.
Yeah.
Just to do a long weekend, like 4-day weekend.
Well, sure.
And then we can go and hit all, drive up to Columbus.
Oh, dear Lord.
I'm kidding. But
Dayton
yeah.
is reasonable. Columbus for Star Wars toys.
I know. All right. So yeah. All right, cool. You want to talk about Toy Fair?
Sure.
Okay. So Toy Fair happened, and there's a bunch of cool stuff that came out.
Well, like you said, take my money.
Yeah, it is. It is literally take my money. So you have a list of notes. I have a Evernote note of notes.
Go for it.
So if you go to the website, I linked to ToyArc is the site that Johnny recommended I use. Because
it's the one with the most pictures.
They have the most pictures.
Yeah.
And then also we got some cool pictures from the people at Hasbro.
Yep.
So we actually have all the Black Series pictures.
Yeah.
And
sweet looking.
Almost all, I think we have all the Star Wars toys from Hasbro pictures on the website right now. So definitely go check those out because there are some really, really cool looking pictures. And I do love the 40th anniversary throwback.
Are you jumping
stuff
ahead?
That they're doing. No.
Okay. I was going to say, we can just go with Star Wars first.
So I just kind of put this in a random order.
We're on
a Star Wars
train already.
So. Yeah, that's kind of why I wanted to break it up. Start with Marvel.
Sure.
So there were a ton of cool Marvel toys coming out. Some cool Icon stuff, some cool Diamond Direct. But one of the coolest things is the Star-Lord replica helmet. In my opinion.
Which is from Hasbro. Yeah.
And it's that cosplay level. Like, it's actually like movie level.
Well, yeah. I mean,
wearable helmet.
Have you seen
it's
the
got,
shield?
Yeah, like, the
yeah,
shield.
The
cap
shield.
There's also a Thor's hammer this
right.
time around. There's a Mjolnir.
Well, I mean, the cap shield's been out for years.
Yeah.
I mean,
there was the Iron Man helmet a couple years ago.
See, I don't remember ever seeing that one.
There's pictures of it on our website.
Well, I mean, Hasbro's doing that with Star Wars too, so there's
right.
Stormtrooper
right.
replica helmets, and they look beautiful.
And there's the Poe
so.
Helmet, anyway. Yeah. But yeah, so there's that. There's a bunch of mini mates coming out. I was excited to see Mojo from X-Men,
yeah.
and the Mojoverse. And then probably the first Daredevil figure that I'm ever gonna buy is there's a 1/4 scale Daredevil with replaceable head and like you know the.
And then
the
you're gonna buy the Marvel
like
Legends
that.
Netflix Daredevil and
yeah.
Yeah, that's coming too. So.
That was pretty cool yeah. looking as well.
Yeah, the Netflix but, stuff
yeah,
that's coming out from Legends.
The Elektra looks great.
Yeah.
The LED Elektra.
And then they're doing Jessica.
Yeah, Jessica. The Punisher, John Barenthal's
yeah.
Punisher looked really cool. Mm-hmm. I like that they did the vinyl coat on him.
Yeah.
You know, and so. Yeah,
yeah that, I mean, that's pretty much what they do. Anyway,
well, yeah, I
so,
get it.
You know,
but
I mean, the vinyl feels like a cloth.
Yeah, like the Poe Dameron from,
yeah.
or not Poe, the Kylo Ren.
Yeah, yeah.
From
exactly.
the Black Series.
Yeah.
That his feels so cool.
Right.
All right, so from Marvel, what are you looking at?
They're 12-inch figures.
Yeah.
The Legends 12-inch figures. I started buying those when they
you
were on sale.
You have started buying those, haven't you?
Well, they were on sale on Amazon during Christmas time, and then I found Spider-Man for a reasonable
yeah.
price. So, one that I don't care too much about, but you know it'll probably look cool, is the symbiote Spidey.
Yeah,
where the symbiote
is
crawling
up
his
face.
Face
is like you know,
the one
the
I'm looking the most
cool.
forward to is the Thor one because
yeah.
he's in the armor,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like that's cool, you know. And then obviously the Marvel Legends series altogether,
right?
The 6-inch stuff is
yeah.
definitely Guardians of the Galaxy.
The Guardians all look really cool.
Yeah.
So
I just got the first series, and the second series is going to be coming.
Very cool.
So
very, very cool.
Anything and then the 2-pack was Star-Lord and,
yeah,
and Kurt
Ego.
Russell.
Yeah. Which is weird, because isn't Ego a planet?
Well, the way it sounds so. Is he's going to be something that can turn into a planet. So
man,
I don't
that's
know.
That's got to hurt.
Hey, you know?
So, yeah.
Maybe it's like Unicron or something, you know, he just flies the planet around.
There you go.
Yeah.
That would be cool too. And then we get more Kurt Russell, and that's never a bad thing.
Hey, you know.
So, all right. So, DC.
At some point, he should shoot the ceiling and it should fall on him in this movie.
Or someone should throw a knife at him and he
yes.
should catch it and look over at Star-Lord and he goes, it's all in the reflexes.
Yeah, it's all in the reflexes. So,
All right. So DC. So what are you looking forward to from DC?
DC has some cool looking stuff coming, like from Diamond and that. I mean, yeah, some of it I would buy and some of it I probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
They're doing animated series bust.
Tons of animated.
Yeah, they look cool. Bust. And then the Gotham Select stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't watch the show, but they do some really like nice looking figures.
That the Mr. Freeze from that.
Yeah.
Pretty cool looking.
Yeah.
Which, again, you and I don't watch Gotham.
Right.
I think, did you watch the whole first season?
I did watch the whole first season.
Yeah, I watched the first three episodes, and I was like, I'm
it's a decent show, and I mean, it's one of those ones where I'm just like, I should probably watch it now.
And so, I understand. It's not like the traditional Batman universe, but I cannot wrap my head around the fact that the supervillains are going to have a solid 15 years of, like, ruling Gotham.
Right.
And then Batman's going to show up and be able to make a dent.
Well, and it's just, one of the figures that's coming out is Azrael. So I'm like, yeah. Azrael has a history already.
Well, he's been on the show. He was in the promos. I'm like, okay, stuff. Because it was the one, what's his name?
I don't know.
Jack Bauer tortured him on 24 because he was Kim Raver's husband. I don't remember the actor's name.
Idea.
Anyway, but yeah.
The DC Multiverse stuff that Mattel puts out is doing an Ares Build-A-Figure for the Wonder Woman movie set, and it looks pretty awesome.
Yeah.
They're doing a lot of the TV show ones in their sets now. So Hawkman, Earth 2 Flash, which is Zoom, and then Adam.
Yep.
Brandon Routh.
Yeah, that one looks great.
Yeah.
And then there's...
the mech suit Build-A-Figure.
Yeah.
Looks pretty awesome.
And within that set, there's two that like really stood out to me.
Yeah.
Was the Duke Thomas Robin.
Uh-huh.
Because one, he just looks badass, and then he has the helmet with the R's on the side, kind of like the Flash.
Oh, okay, cool
thing. And then it says here all black suit with wings, Batman, but it's Batwing.
Yeah, Batwing.
But he looks awesome.
Yeah, the one that stood out to me in this set is Reaper.
Reaper looked good too.
From full year circle, two. Yeah, full circle year two thing. And that, so I'm like, that one,
although
definitely on my list.
I wonder, so what I would have liked to see with that figure is because he used the one scythe and then the gun, but he had the other scythe
like
tucked into
the way
his
they
back.
Had him pose, he's holding
he's
both
got
of
both
them.
So I'm curious if like you can like stow that other one.
That'll be
because
interesting
that
to
would
see.
Be like like if you can do that, I'm definitely buying.
I mean, the
figure.
Quality of their figures isn't Marvel Legends quality, but they're decent. I've gotten a few of them, and they're decent, like for what Mattel's done before, and that they've learned from their mistakes and tried to make them better.
Yeah, I mean, I have a bunch of the Mattie Collector DC
for sure,
figures and stuff, but like, I mean, I've also been burned by a lot of the DC figures where I open it up and they just fall apart.
Right. Yeah.
So like, when I buy them now, they don't ever.
Right,
that was the DC Direct stuff.
But that was DC Direct.
But
whereas with Mattel is making it for kids to play.
Right.
So usually the stuff don't fall
play with. Play with toys.
You have a kid and she plays with toys.
I was sitting there playing with a Red Lion on Tuesday for like an hour. So.
Exactly.
I'm just being silly. I think one of the other cool things that stood out was, again, from NECA, is the Batman versus the alien.
Yeah, yeah.
That's done up in the Joker makeup.
That was in a story.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was in Batman versus Aliens.
I know, but it just looks so cool.
They did a bunch of those genetically altered villains that were like Arkham.
Yeah.
Villains, and they were put in alien form.
That's cool.
It looks awesome.
The alien, well, one, the Batman figure looks great.
Yeah, and it's a fabric cape.
Yep.
It's not plastic.
And then the alien, just looks awesome as the Joker.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So,
I want to see more of that as a comic.
you need to find that story.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
So, all right. What's next on the list? Star Wars. Okay, so, like I said, we have a ton of the pictures from Star Wars.
Yeah.
My friend Sarah from Hasbro hooked us up with some contacts there. There are the 40th anniversary Black Series 6-inch New Hope figures.
Which are cool because some of those figures are the ones that were like early Black Series
which
figures.
Which were hard to find.
Are hard to find now. Like and, R2-D2 Black Series. I'm sure the value will go down on it because of this one, but I'm like, I can get it now and not have to pay.
I'm going to get this one and open it.
Well,
because I have the original Series 1. But there's the
R2.
The C-3PO is really cool.
Yeah.
Luke looks great. Leia actually looks like Carrie Fisher this time around on the mold. They fixed that. But the cool thing is it's on the card. Like the old Kenner toys.
Yeah, it's the old Kenner card.
So
which it, they've done before. I mean, yeah,
but
you know, they did
but not it, with the Black Series.
No, the Black Series is a first, but like they did it when they did their the last anniversary.
Right.
And that they did a bunch of figures with that type. I mean, it's cool because they're doing the giveaway card with the Darth Vader figure just to do it.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like that's cool. A Black Series Jawa, a Black Series Tusken Raider.
And I mean, it's the like Jawa again with that vinyl cloak that's going to be like the Kylo Ren Black Series. So
the ones they're putting into it are ones where I'm like, huh,
interesting.
I would have never thought that that would get a Black Series figure, but it's like, okay.
Yep. And then there's the centerpieces that are coming
out. Well, no, you didn't even mention other Black Series figures. Hera is coming and Lando Calrissian.
Yep.
So we're finally going to get
both
that.
100% getting purchased at, in this room right now.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so the centerpieces.
Are those from Hasbro?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which are crazy interesting.
Yeah.
So it's like, what were the ones, the Unleashed, the Force Unleashed, right? Remember those like big kind of figures, but they were the statues.
Yep.
Like, so these are meant to be like displayed.
Yeah.
And I know the Vader one. You know, he's coming through a busted down door.
You know,
but
it's a sarcastic.
Yeah, you're like, it didn't happen, but like, it's still
that didn't happen in the movie.
But it's so cool looking because it's him and three stormtroopers coming through the busted up door, and it just
at some point in the history of Star Wars that happened.
Yeah, I'm sure it has. And then there's the one with this on Hoth with Luke.
Oh, I didn't see the other one. Yeah.
So, again, there's links.
Yeah,
to all of this, and then. But yeah, I mean, those figures look so cool.
Right.
And the cool thing is you can arrange them however you want.
Yeah, they're set. It
just actually has a set piece that you can put them through.
Well, and then the three and three quarter inch ones, they're doing Galen Erso.
Yep.
And Finn Rao from Rebels.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, that's cool because I like that they keep putting Rebels characters into the
there's a Saul Guerrera. 3 3/4 inch as well.
Well, that one's from the Rogue One. It's not from the animated.
Yeah,
But that's going to be in a 4-pack with a couple characters from Jedha that haven't been released yet. Nice. So I'm like, that's a smart way to do that. There's a 2-pack coming out with a Shore Trooper and Bistan, which is one of the alien characters. And I'm like, I'm liking that they're doing that way. So you get two figures and it feels like you're getting a good deal.
Yeah, and you get one of each.
Versus thing.
But
Admiral Raddus.
Yep.
Which is kind of my new favorite alien, I think.
Really?
Yeah. All right. Some reason I'm digging like his look and that.
Is it mainly because he didn't say it's a drop?
Well, no. It's because he was ballsy enough to take a fleet in and blow up a lot of stuff.
Oh my god. That was so cool. Rogue One's it's out so soon.
Yeah.
Like a month away.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
First week of April?
Well, it comes out on digital March 24th, which I'll buy it on iTunes.
Well, sure.
Like I always do. And then there was a, so much like the Star Lord helmet, there's a Poe Dameron helmet.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's got like speakers inside
it. Oh, cool.
So like you can Bluetooth your music into it and everything. So you'll probably
Can you Bluetooth
at some
your
point,
phone in that too?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Does it have a microphone?
It has the microphone, but I don't know if that like works.
That
or
would be
not.
Cool if it actually did.
Because if it did, you would come over here and just see me in
it
constantly.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. Is there anything else Star Wars for you?
You'd be driving with that thing, wouldn't you?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
So,
look at that nerd.
I would have. I'd get a black car. You know. So,
oh boy.
Anywho, all right, so there's some Voltron stuff coming out.
Yes.
They have so this is the one I'm most excited about. Diecast connectable lions.
Yeah, I seen that and I'm like that was like they did that in the original one.
And I had those.
Yeah.
And then remember in the original ones you had the ones where the figures went in the head of the lion?
Yeah, they sat in
they
the
were the
lions.
3 3/4 inch figures and they sat in the, but they sat in the lion's heads.
I don't remember. I remember them actually sitting inside the lion bodies.
Yeah, but anyway, like
on the black lion, the chest opened up and you would put that pilot into the chest.
And you could connect those.
Yeah, yeah.
And I only ever had Pigeon the Green Lion.
Okay.
Which was like, you know, it was so random.
That's weird.
I mean, and I like Pigeon the Green Lion, don't get me wrong. But I always wanted the other ones.
Right.
But seeing these diecast ones, I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah.
One, they look... They have the same kind of like on the animation, you know, where the lions look battle used and worn and like, you know, they're 10,000 years old for
right, yeah.
freaking sake. You know, seeing that and then seeing the diecast where they look like that as well. I love that just attention to detail.
Right. Yeah. I totally agree with you that I actually wrote that down, the diecast lions. Yeah. And the Zarkon figure looks cool.
Zarkon does look cool.
Shiro looks cool.
And then there's just the figures. All the like the 3 3/4 action figures are things that I want to get.
Rideable lions. Yeah. I don't know if they're going to be combiners, but
well, so the yellow lions are already out to buy. You can purchase it.
Really?
Yeah. So the blue and the red are the ones that are coming out from that they announced.
You've seen the yellow?
Yeah.
Oh no, that was from Maddie Collector.
Oh.
Yeah, that was the Maddie Collector line.
Okay, well
yeah, they haven't come out yet.
So then they're only releasing the red and the blue.
Okay. So far. They'll do the rest of them. But yeah.
So I don't know. I hope here's my hope though. Is like the Thundercat toys were probably the worst toys ever put out.
You're talking about the current.
Yeah, the current. Like when with the new version of Thundercats.
Yeah, I don't really remember who made those.
Like the Young Justice toys. Were not good. So I mean, and these are from
Young Justice toys were just like
models
to be displayed.
Yeah. But so the Voltron is from Playmates.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping
they have the Turtles license and they've been doing them for ages.
Oh, where are they?
They did the Star Trek stuff when the first JJ Star Trek came out, and they did a decent job on those.
The Turtles are great.
Yeah.
Like the current line of Turtles are probably my favorite turtle toys of all time.
Yeah.
Just because of the articulation and the quality. So I'm hoping that carries over to the Voltron figures.
Well, yeah, I think it will. I mean, you know, the figures they're doing now that are the small, like $10 figures.
Yeah.
I think that'll be the quality you get on the action figures.
Sure.
And that. So you're going to definitely get decent, you know, the Roe Beast that they're doing. Mm-hmm. Are about the same size of a regular action figure, so you're gonna get a decent, you know, thing. There's more of those coming out too. There's more of the Roe Beast in that line, and I think that's a cool idea.
Yeah, I mean, I've got the Kid Bot, four of the five lions so far. I gave her a choice. It was there was a Litten with a Pokeball little vinyl figure, or the Black Lion, and they're both the same price,
right?
And it's like she was getting the Red Lion regardless because I wanted to get the Red Lion,
right?
But it's like, you pick. You can have one of these two. And she picked the Pokemon. I was like so disappointed in her. It's like, wow, you let me down.
She likes the Pokemon.
Oh, God. So that's...
Yeah. So going from Voltron, they showed Usagi Yojimbo in the Turtles line.
Yeah.
And I'm really looking forward to that now. So they did show other Turtle figures, but that's the one that jumped out at
me. Yeah, that was a cool one. So with the Turtles, some other things that jumped out, they're at the bottom of my list. Was the TMNT WWE mashup?
Oh yeah. Roddy Piper, Michelangelo.
Well, okay. So I have a picture here. It's Raphael is Stone Cold or is The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Donatello is the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah,
which is hilarious. Mikey is Roddy Piper, and then Leo is Finn Balor.
Yeah.
So if you're not following or not current,
now
on
he
WWE,
has the painted face. Is that right?
But so that's the demon. He doesn't. Right. Always, that's this like pay per view thing.
That's the action figure I've seen.
Yeah, and so, but like he looks awesome, and like in the past he's come out like as Venom.
Okay.
Like painted up like that with this big wig and stuff on.
Sure.
But the paint, whatever the paint he uses or the process he uses, it like. He'll be like 40 minutes into a match and it's just starting to like fade away.
That's like kind of the cosplaying stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is. So, and then there's the quarter scale turtles. The 1/4 scale turtles from the movie.
From the new movie? Or?
No, from the older one.
Oh, okay.
From the
90s, yeah.
And they look amazing.
Yeah, they've done those. So I don't know
but
if they're reissuing
them. This is a re-release,
or,
I guess. But yeah.
Yeah, those are pretty sweet. And I think they only run about $20.
Yeah.
So. And that the wrestling ones, the first series that came out was like $15 or $20.
Okay.
And that I should have bought the Macho Man Michelangelo when I seen it.
Yeah, Macho Man.
You don't see those anywhere.
Really?
They're like,
well, I would imagine. I mean, as popular as
they were a Walmart exclusive.
As popular as especially at Walmart.
Yeah.
As popular as wrestling is and as popular as the Turtles are, I mean those things are
they'll
definitely
show up
hard
eventually.
All right. Next up is Funko.
Yeah.
Not a lot of like.
There's
big
so
stuff
much
from
stuff.
Funko. There's
that,
a ton.
You know, it's like they did announce that they're doing the subscription boxes.
Yes.
There's a new one coming, and it's going to be Disney.
Disney princesses.
Yeah. No, Disney.
Oh, oh
it's just going to be a Disney
okay.
box.
Interesting.
Yeah. So you'll maybe get Disney princesses. It's going to be themed like okay. the Marvel and the Star Wars and the DC are. So each month's going to be a different thing.
All right. Are you going to do it?
I don't know.
The first one, at least.
I might check the first one out, but I didn't check the first DC one out either. So.
And you regret it.
No, not really. I mean, you can find that stuff online for reasonable
prices.
Well,
I mean,
you
could go back to their website because they're reselling
them.
Well, sure. They're, they're, you know.
Anyway. I'm curious to see what they do
and
that and how the themes will work. Like, if there'll be a theme park one, if there'll be, a, you know, if it themes to a movie.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, obviously the next Marvel box is Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, and it's like, okay, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
That would be great
that's
if they
the
did,
main
like,
reason
the
why they
if they
do
did,
them.
Like, the Tiki Room and the Matterhorn. And,
yeah,
and
yeah.
And,
like,
I would
you
get
know,
those.
If they started doing, like, pops that were for, that were, because they have released pops
cool
down
there. How
cool
would be to get the Yeti?
Yeah. For the they've done pops that were, like, exclusive to the park, so.
I was excited about the Rugrats pops that showed up.
Yeah, I don't.
Just because I loved Rugrats.
I see Marvin Martian. That was one that I kind of was like excited about.
I've seen him in the wild.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure he's out already. And that.
Yeah, that was cool. And then the Batman classic figures.
Yeah, those look cool.
In the Batmobile. The 66 Batmobile looks awesome.
I thought it was awesome that they're doing both versions of Mr. Freeze.
Yeah.
So you're getting your.
Cool too.
Eli Wallach version, and I forget the other actor's name.
Yeah, I don't remember that either.
Yeah.
All right, so then Lego, which is near and dear to both of us. Maybe not as near and dear as it used to be.
Yeah.
We've kind of... I don't think... I haven't fallen out of love with Lego. I have just, as you can see, run out of room for Lego.
That's the problem with Lego.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Because I have two...
I haven't
big
fallen
sets
out of love
that,
with them, but it's just, you know, how much time in a day and a week and... How much other stuff?
I bust through a set pretty quick. So
you do, but I like to take my time because I think that's what you're supposed to do with Lego. You're not supposed to just bust unless it's a small set. But like a big set, I think is meant to take your time and enjoy it.
I enjoy it. I have fun while I'm
doing
it.
Well, yeah, but then you're done and you're like, well,
when I'm done, I'm like, where's it gonna go in my Marvel New York skyline?
At this point, mine's like, I guess I'm taking it apart now.
Yeah.
So
yeah. All right. The Phantom, the new Phantom.
Yeah,
I'm totally gonna get it.
It's out.
Yeah,
like a lot of this stuff already has hit. Yeah.
There's the new Milano, which is a much smaller version of it.
Oh, it's only the Guardians.
Yeah, it's only 460 pieces.
Okay.
So I could probably store the big one and just have the little one hanging out.
Well, did you see that? Well, obviously. Because I just brought it over, the Microfighter series that has the U-Wing, the Y-Wing.
Right, and you got me the Y-Wing.
Yeah.
I want the U-Wing.
And at, what?
Krennic's
shuttle.
Shuttle, and then the
new
TIE
Striker. TIE Striker.
But
there's a new Y-Wing, actual Y-Wing out that has Admiral Raddus in it.
Yeah.
Again. So
are you going to get that one?
I don't know. I debated on it because it's got the... furry white creature in it too, and I'm like, you know, those two would be worth buying that set.
I mean, you found
it's updated.
Me.
Yeah, you have that Y-wing. I have that Y-wing too, but it's more looks updated and bigger.
Yeah, so
I don't know if it is.
I was
bigger,
thinking about
but,
getting that just because the Y-wing is one of my favorite ships.
The Rathgar set looks kind of cool.
And
it's a cheaper way to get Han Solo.
But the weird thing about the Rathgar set,
it looks like the demons from Doctor Strange.
Well, there's that. But then it's just this like random part of a hallway.
Yeah.
You know? It's
Well, it's that thing.
It's
that
not enclosed
you
or
can
anything,
build on
but
to
like,
and that.
Like, you know, that Doctor Strange set.
Yeah.
Like, there's a wall.
Yeah.
Like, this, it's just kind of like.
It's just coming down the hallway.
And,
yeah.
It's just kind of weird.
An unusual one that I seen in the Star Wars stuff is the Jakku quad jumper, which gets blown up in the movie.
And so
and
that
like,
looks
that's
like
cool.
The one from
Clone
Wars,
ship.
The police ship.
Yeah.
It has that same front, which I was excited about that. And then the other thing was that new Batmobile from.
Oh,
the,
I was going
to
say on the Star Wars line, there was one that that's got Dengar and Bosk in
it. Yep.
And it didn't even have a name on it yet. So I'm like, what are they? Wait a minute. What are they going to be
I'm
in?
I'm probably going to get that one.
Are they showing up in Rebels? That's what I'm like. Why
I mean,
all of a
Bosk
sudden?
Bosk has been in was in Clone Wars.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. You know, they're bounty hunters. They're out there.
But did you see that Batmobile?
The Ultimate Batmobile.
It's like four Batmobiles combined.
I think that's in the game, the Dimensions game.
Is it? Okay.
Because the Wicked Witch and two flying monkeys are in the set.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it has to be from the Dimensions game.
Neither one of us have seen the movie yet.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming she's in the movie as well. Just because they, like,
maybe she is.
I was reading about all the properties that they used for it. And so,
one of the Marvel sets that jumped out at me, and I've seen it as Hulk versus Red Hulk.
Yeah, that was
so that's
kind
of cool because it's actually got She-Hulk and Red She-Hulk.
Yeah, and Betty Ross.
Yeah, so that's cool. The Guardians of the Galaxy sets look cool.
Yeah, all of them do.
There's
the one with Mantis, and I'm curious as how they're going to do her antennae.
I think it's actually just
if it's molded to the to the hairpiece.
Right.
So,
Another one of the Batman movie sets that hasn't come out yet that they show is Two-Face Double Demolition, and it's the Billy D Two-Face, so that's cool. And then for the superhero girls, I actually seen a set that looks cool. It's the Lena Luthor, and I don't know if they spelled it wrong or if it's something with it, Kryptomite.
Okay.
Factory, so I don't know if they're cloning. Yeah. Something or whatever.
Well, on Supergirl, they did have the synthetic kryptonite show up finally.
Well, they have Crypto
in the
cartoon.
Yeah, I mean,
and Crypto's in that set. Yeah. So I don't know if there's like something they didn't show with like a Kryptomite dog.
Yeah. Or maybe
like
it's
a green dog, maybe.
Well, there's that, or maybe it's like, whatever. But that's cool.
Yeah. So other stuff that I seen personally when I was looking through that, Super 7 took over the Masters of the Universe.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed a lot of cool stuff, but there's a set that's going to be a San Diego exclusive 3-pack.
Okay.
That looks cool because it's the comic, the miniature comics that came out.
Right.
And the figures, and they were drawn differently. So Stratos has no harness.
Oh, cool.
He just has a backpack and he's like pretty much topless.
Okay.
The Atom figure has a different kind of tunic on and like he's shirtless underneath it, so it looks like he did in the
right.
And I'm like, that's a cool thing that they're doing, is adapting stuff we haven't seen yet.
Nice.
So Maddie Collector isn't in existence anymore,
right?
So I'm looking forward to seeing what Super 7 does, and maybe being a little easier to get instead of a subscription service.
Let's hope. So
cool. And they're doing 3¾-inch figures too. So it's like that's kind of cool too.
That's new for Masters of the Universe.
Yeah.
So
they look cool. I mean, they've done some that were like convention exclusive ones and that, but I think they're actually going to start doing ones that you can purchase in stores.
Neat. That's cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. It was an interesting toy fair.
Yeah.
Lots
of
good stuff.
It's a cool looking bunch of stuff coming out, and everybody can buy me stuff.
Yeah.
$5 Patreon.
Yeah, if you donate $5, Johnny gets three. No, wait. Johnny gets one.
$2.50.
Well, I mean, I got to pay for the hosting. And
that's where the other $2.50 goes.
Oh, I see. I see. Anyway. Toy Fair, like I said, it's just such a cool event. And, especially being a dad.
Yeah, well, yeah,
like
for
you know,
it's
and
like
it's like
can,
I was showing her stuff
like,
the entire time.
Look at
I'm like, hey, check this out, and to get the wide open mouth and wide open eyes, and she goes,
right, like you said, you have your Christmas list already.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I was teasing my wife. I was like, here, I'm just gonna forward you this list and just get everything.
It would make sense if you did, because it is. It's like kind of you.
Let's be honest. I'm gonna buy that stuff long before Christmas gets here, because. Yeah.
But it's one of those things where it is nice to have something, that they're, it's more public now than I think it was, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's like, it kind of feels like the Sears catalog, but
it's all online
and that, but
The Black
it's fun
Series,
because you can make your list.
Yeah. The Black Series. Like,
oh yeah.
Just, like, I don't think you could go wrong with any of the Black Series figures.
Even
when you
like
get them, and
the 3¾ inch stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, like I said, I'm glad they're doing Rebels characters.
Mm-hmm.
I look forward to them doing Sabine's mom and brother at this point now. I hope that's
and
a
the new
pack.
Like a new Sabine with the new hair and everything.
Yeah.
And the older Ezra.
That would be another one. I mean, they're doing those in the Black Series. Yeah. I mean, we've gotten Sabine and
with the,
Kanan already.
With
so.
The Phantom, the new Phantom, you get the new Kanan with the face mask,
and,
by the way.
Thrawn.
So, yeah, which.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, I'm hoping that they do a Black Series chopper.
That would
be great. I think that would be a cool one. Mm-hmm. Maybe a two-pack with the Ezra or something.
Like they did with Rey and BB-8.
Yeah.
Or do Chopper and Zeb.
Yeah. See, Zeb's bigger, though. So
I think it would be like... I think that would be a good way to get Zeb.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't think people would go buy Zeb.
Well, you know, they don't buy Kanan either, but...
I love the Kanan
figure. Yeah. He looks awesome.
Yeah.
But the thing with... That is the cost of packaging.
Right.
So, I mean, Chopper with Ezra kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, the Sabine looks great. I've got her. I've got Kanan. And they both look awesome. Yeah. So
the Ahsoka, the Rebels version of Ahsoka was awesome. So, all right, cool, man. You got anything else?
No, that's pretty much it.
All right. So that'll be it for this week. Make sure you guys tune in next week because we have one of my favorite interviews we've done so far.
Yeah.
It runs long. It's worth it. It's with artist Joe Caroni.
Yeah.
There is probably a 15-minute span where Johnny and I don't say a word because we're just listening.
Well, sure. Yeah.
Which
it was, I've known Joe for years. I know.
But, you didn't know a lot of that.
I mean, you know, like, there's stuff that I know, but I like, you know, you get to find out stuff that you don't normally find out.
It was so cool. So, anyway, yeah. All right. So you, if you guys like this and like you definitely want to share the toys that you're interested in, let us know. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. It's just Infamous Podcast. If you Google it, it's really easy to find us, actually. Go to infamouspodcast.com. There's links to everything. And yeah.
Yeah. If you like stuff and you're on Instagram and you want to share it with us, just hashtag us. Certified Infamous.
Yeah. Hashtag Certified Infamous. That's a perfect way
and
to
tag
do
us.
It.
I mean, you know, do all the stuff.
I'm Brian Tudor. I'm Brian Tudor on most social networks.
I'm Johnny Podorf and I'm the same pretty much.
And yeah. All right, guys. Well, whenever you're listening to
$5 Patreon.
Oh, yeah. Patreon. Definitely. Johnny needs
that.
Johnny needs that $2.50.
I would just appreciate it. I don't need the $2.50.
Johnny needs that dollar. Actually, no. What we want to use it for is to be able to go to Toy Fair.
Yeah.
And do that kind of stuff and like talk to
I just want it so we can just throw all the money on the floor and I can roll around on it.
I have a $5 bill in my wallet.
No. I want multiple $5 bills.
You know it's electric, right?
I need $5. You can print the money off.
I have a printer.
Yeah, exactly. Print the money for you. Exactly. Anyway,
all right. Well, on that note, whenever you guys are listening to this, I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you're having fun. We have a new episode every Friday.
Let us know what toys you're looking forward to from the Toy Fair.
I mean,
there's got to be stuff that we might have missed.
Yeah, if we missed something that you think is awesome, let us know, and we will we'll update it next week. Oh, and the other thing is next week, at the end of the episode, we're changing our whole cover up episodes that we do where we talk about our favorite
only
covers.
This one.
What?
Only this one. We'll do different things for different cover-ups.
But Johnny had an awesome idea, so make sure you guys tune in all the way till the end of next week because we have something fun for cover up.
Yeah.
So all right. On that note,
this is Johnny.
This is Brian. Later.